what the Bible said was that my message is once again, love God. Love me as I should be loved. I am God in human form. So one person puts his hand there. Baba, naturally, there's a crowd there. Baba looked at him. What is it? But how to love you? So then the whole story began. So Baba said, how to love me? Well, did you ever ask me how? You are a married man? So he said, yes, I'm married. How did you love your wife? Did you ever ask me how to love your wife? But I saw her and I fell in love with her. That's fine. Then you see me and fall in love with her. That's how you love me. But this seeing me is not seeing me as I really am. You're seeing my cloak. I'm not this. But you have to see me as I really am. And once you see me, then you fall in love with me. Just as you fell in love with your wife. But how to see me as I really am? That's another question. All this is for the benefit of one in the crowd who puts his hands up and asks this question. And he's addressing that person, and the crowd is hearing it. And then Baba said, in your world of people fall in love when someone sees somebody and, well, there is a spark created, they call that falling in love. After seeing, then you fall in love. And after you fall in love, then you start thinking of the person and you go on thinking and you get person lost in the thoughts of that person, and all the time you are thinking of that person. And wanting the person, wanting to possess the person, wanting to have the person, whole of it, and all that. In the world of reality, it is not so. What happens in the world of people is that you have to see, and then you fall in love, and then you remember that person. In the world of reality, what happens is that you have to begin with remembering, and then you see me as I am, and then you fall in love. How will you then remember me? What does it mean by remembering me? First, this is here. What you have to do if you want to fall in love with me, if you want to see me as I really am and then fall in love with me, you have to start remembering me. Remember me as in any way that you want. Now that you have seen, for those who have not seen me, they have heard of me, so remember me. How will you remember me? Take this case now. He'd say, he's telling that person, addressing that person in the crowd, have a picture of mine, put it on the wall there, have it in your bedroom, have it in your dining room, make it possible to remember me as often as possible. Make your habit, make your life in such a way, mold it that way that you remember me as much as possible. Have my posters and pictures in your lavatory, in your bathroom, in your bedroom, dining room, sitting room, wherever you are. Try to remember. Set time to remember me. At 12 noon, early hours of the morning when you get up first, remember me. At noontime, remember me. 6 o'clock in the evening, remember me. Going to bed, remember me. Make it possible to live a life where you can remember me more and more. Discipline your mind. Try to remember me as much as possible. Have posters, have buttons, have badges. You all do that, you see. So remember, in any way you can, anything that will bring to your mind my name, my form, or what, just remember me. But mind is such, Baba says, that it never gets satisfied or never feels satisfied. It is always trying to want something more than it already has. So it wants to have something more to remember me. After you have done this, then mind says that you is not satisfied with just this remembrance. So then it goes up further still and wants to know about me more, wants to read the words that I have spoken or I have given to you all. So what happens with that person who wants to remember me? He goes in search of books and words. Wherever I have given some messages or what I have said in discourses of it, So he collects all the material that that is available to him in words, and he goes through that. While going through that, naturally, he remembers me. He thinks of me, because they are my words. But not only does he remember me and thinks of me, but then he begins to learn about my ways. What did I like? How did I do? How did I go out? What happened? And how I contacted other people, and this and that. He comes across information about my visits to different places and all. So when he has completed this form of remembering, mind wants more. So mind urges him on to this next step, and that next step is he wants now to set out and be at places where he has visited. So wherever I have been, mind wants you all to visit the places where I have been. Not only when you visit a place, if your mind reminds you about me, recalls of my visits and all that, you remember me all there, but then it also serves another purpose. You come in contact with people who were there at the time when I visited. So you would want to hear more about me. Thus, you will be remembering more, all the more. So your remembrance now reaches far beyond the scope of just picture, my picture reminding you of me, or my poster reminding you of me, or a time set which will make you repeat my name. But now, the scope is all the more. You are in an atmosphere is created around you because of your wanting to remember me. And this gives scope for the heart to play its role now. It begins. Heart now begins to have a little feeling that crops up. It's not just the mind wanting to remember. It's mind remembers me with a little feeling behind it. And so you just get in contact with people. And then the mind again wants something more than that. And what is that more? Think that again. Mind is not satisfied with contacting people, but now mind sets out and is trying to contact those who have lived with him. So, a person goes out in search of people who have lived with him, have spent years with him, wanting to find out how he was, how did he look, what did he wear, what were his likes, what were his pleasures, what were his displeasures, and so forth. So that gives one a greater reminder. All the time now you are remembering me. When he has gone through all the various modes and methods of remembering him in this mundane way, the earthly way, you see, the mind and heart has started to play its role in that. So it comes back, and then he has gone through all the various channels that open to him to remember him. Now what happens is, Baba says to that person, he returns home, wherever he be. So what happens is, now he has no need to have pictures, no need to have set times, no need to have words because he has gone through it all, no need to roam about or wander about places, no need to contact people, he has done all these things. So his heart makes him settle somewhere. And remember him through nature, through all that the environment is around, as him being the creator. When he admires the creation around him, then he looks at the dog and sees how it is. And then while he is there, if it is summer, he drinks water. And he feels the coolness of the water that is there. How his thirst is appeased with the water. But then that is all common. It is good. But then what happens? It reminds him of things that he has read, that how Baba had gone out in the summer months. He must be so tired and so thirsty. He must have had a good glass of cold water and all that. All that comes back to his memory and he's absolutely his remembrance. But then this is not the way that he remembers now. What makes him remember him is how compassionate he is, that he has given us a thing called water that appeases our thirst.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that. But we wouldn't have relished the water, the coolness of the water, had we not the thirst. He created the thirst for it too. And to appease the thirst, he creates the water. So you go on increasing the scope of remembrance. Remembering is creation. Look at this. All of a sudden, your eyes fall and you become aware of the beautiful garden, the beautiful flowers. And then, this is what Baba is telling them, telling that man there in the crowd, mind you. And see the flowers? And then you admire and glorify me. He has not only created the red color, look at the shades of red that are there. Look at the shades of green that he has created. Look at all these things, you see. Admire. See how he has done. How good it is. So that's how you remember. So your remembrance goes on having a wider scope to remember. Anything and everything when you become aware of anything that reminds you of me. That's what he said in short. He said, he even excited the example. He said, you are sitting there. And all of a sudden you become aware that how good it is that you are capable of sitting at a place, you see. So you remember the laws of gravitation. How it is that you can sit and you can remember. Thus Baba says, the man who tries, who wants to see me as I really am, begins with remembering me. And when his remembrance comes to his heart, then he begins to glorify me in my own creation. And when that glorification exceeds this limit, and he glorifies me in anything and everything, then there is no word, no thought, no feeling, and he gets choked with the exaltation that he feels about me and about himself, what it is all about. And just when he has no strength left to express anything, but he is dazed, that's the time when I give you my gift of love. Because what is that gift of love that you begin to love me? I give you the sight of my being. You see me as I really am. That is the gift of love. That is a state when you see me as I really am. That is of the sixth plane of consciousness. That is the involution of consciousness. The sixth plane, the state of sixth plane. But you haven't traveled through the sixth plane, but you have been just thinking of it. See how, what a difference it is, trying to sit at a place and trying to follow the path. You haven't followed the path, you are just trying to glorify him, trying to think of him, trying to remember him. All of a sudden, what you find is, he manifests his beauty as he is. And what is that? You see the effulgence that I am, that infinite beauty that is there. And if once you see me as I really am, immediately you fall in love with me. Now loving begins. This is the time when you begin to love me as I really am. And that love is a wonderful love, Baba says. Now nobody can describe it, but one lives it. And he goes on loving. The more he loves, he thinks and feels that he loves him, loves me less. And so forth, he goes on loving more, and still yet more. He loves me. The more he wants to love, he feels that he is not capable of loving me. So he wants to love me more and more. He doesn't want to possess me. He just wants to love me. He has begun to have the taste of loving me. There is that charm in loving me. And he falls head over heels in love for me. And he loves me. And he continues to love me. And he doesn't want to stop loving me. And he wants to love me more and more. Till such time, what happens is sort of an accident takes place. And what is that accident? This lover loving the beloved to the extent that he feels that he loves the beloved all so less, he wants to love the beloved all the more. But the accident takes place in this process of loving him more. And what is that accident? The beloved falls in love with the love. So what happens is, when the beloved falls in the love of the lover, the lover's status is raised as the beloved. And that is known as the union. That is known as the realization of truth. When the beloved becomes the lover, when the lover becomes the beloved, man loses the charm of loving, and he feels it is, it's the state of I am God's state. He says, I am. But we are not, that is your original state. That's what you already are. What he realizes at the time, Baba says, is what he already is. But the charm of loving is lost. That's all. That's the end of the whole creation. The purpose of creation, Baba, yeah, I forgot to tell you, when he comes back to this state where he is reminded of him through creation, through all that is in nature, through the environment. So Baba at that time said, announced, he said, creation is meant to be, he says, it's a constant reminder. Creation is a constant reminder to remember. You see, these are his words. The creation is a constant reminder to remember. You don't need a reminder. Anything and everything will remind you, provided you are aware of it, provided you want to be reminded of it. So creation, the purpose of creation is that it remains as a constant reminder to you. And the purpose of one's life in creation is to love you. The goal is to attain to love. That came to my mind when you asked me about all these things. Yeah, we go out on journeys, we make a pilgrimage and this. And it's a lot that carries us from one place to another, from one thought to another, all about him. And then there is the inner journey. But that inner journey, it is there. It is there. There are the seven planes, the six planes of inner journey. That is journey without actually walking or traversing the distance within oneself. But that also is cut short by wanting him, remembering him. Then he gives. That's why he says, love is a gift of God to man. Love is a gift from God to man. Obedience is a gift of master, a gift from master to man. And surrender is a gift from man to master. And one completely surrenders. But before this, what happens, or after this, what happens is that accident takes place. The charm of loving is lost. And you become what the original self. And for that, that's the reason why Baba says, why have you the madness to realize God? What will you gain by it? What will happen to you? You will realize what you already are. Already are. You are that. But in between, there is that charm of loving you. Why lose the opportunity? Continue loving as I should be loved. That's what he would tell us. For that, you have to become the dust at my feet. Like dust particle, yes, dust particle. Whether I put you on my feet, or whether I crush you under my feet, or whether I place you on my head, it's immaterial to me. What it means is, it becomes, annihilate yourself to a degree where it's like a dust particle, immaterial, whether the dust particle remains crushed or is put on the head. Humble yourself to that degree. And then you will find a place by his side. That's what he means. He doesn't want us to be grounded in a between the millstones and become pulverized like that. No. Humble oneself, enfeeble assertions. That's how we. That's true advancement on the path. Effacement is true advancement, true spirituality. That's you tell us. That's what he's saying. Don't find God, you won't find him, because he's not lost, he would say. Then what is to be done? What needs to be done is not to find that which is never lost, you will never find that. What it means it is to lose yourself. That's what it means. Become like dust at his feet. Is losing oneself. Humble oneself. And highlight oneself. That is your mind. Oneself is, you feel yourself Christian because of your mind. That's your mind. That is what he says. There's a world of difference when we hear what he says and actually when we live. Eh? Yeah. We try our best to live, try to resolve to live that life, try to mold our life to live that way. So, and in that we fail so often. So when we fail, he comforts us, don't feel frustrated. Come on, try once again. I am there to that. I am giving my hand. Come on, rise up again. But I am so weak now, I won't be able to do that. He says, but why do you feel that? Suppose if you never falter, never fail, never fall, how will I exercise my compassion? You are giving me a little scope to exercise my compassion. Come on, rise up. Yeah, that's how he would encourage us. That's how we recognize him as compassion personified. So that is the story that came to my mind of that episode where somebody asked him a question, how to love? So begin to love me by remembering. You won't be able to love me unless I give the gift of love. Unless you get yourself lost in my remembrance, it's not possible to give that gift. Of course, His grace is there, you can do whatever you want. But before the grace comes to you, you are always are lost. Then only it comes. In what form you get lost, it's His lookout.
No, she just got too much sun. She just took all her energy out and she's just building up. She's okay.